LeBron's in it.
I mean, basically, that's how you got to look at it. But I think the game, period, New Orleans is New Orleans, and we're Atlanta. You know, the history that we have within this game is unbelievable.
Is this a kind of game that you sort of have to even more keep your head and not get caught up in the chippiness and the talking?
Just play the game of football. Just go out there and do what we've been doing. Been working hard on executing better on the offensive end. I play offense, so I can speak about the offense. And just have a great game. That's how I focus.
You guys look back at some of the games and go, a play here, a play there, we'd be so far ahead. And
no, you guys look back at games in the past. Right now, we're focused on New Orleans. That's the only thing we can focus on right now. I mean, we don't have a magic wand. We can't be a magician and change what happened in the past. So we got to live what happened in the past and learn from the mistakes and be better on Sunday against New Orleans.
But has it been those games where you look and go, that's a mistake we can correct, and you do learn from it?
Oh, of course. I mean, whenever you have a game and you don't have the outcome, and even games you do win, there's always things you can learn from it and get better within the next weeks coming ahead.
The wide receivers talk, obviously, if Julio's not in there, the fact that you guys are going to have to just, the three of you again, are going to have to really step it up again.
Well, I think that's, within our group, I think we already know that. Whenever a guy's not in there, we know as a group we have to step up even more. And it's not just one guy. It's all of us as a group collectively. So we don't have to too much talk about it. We already know what we got to do. And we just got to play the way we know how to play and be us, man.
That 1-0 every week mentality you guys have had since the bye week, I mean, has it really materialized itself this weekend?
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I know everyone's saying we got to win two games and we're in the playoffs, but like I said, after the game, the Pittsburgh game, it's hard to be 2-0 if you're not 1-0. So we gotta have our 100% focus on New Orleans and what we got to do to beat these guys.
Harry, with all the work that you guys put in, with or without Julio, what kind of performance or production are you expecting to see out of the Atlanta offense?
A great one. I think it'd be weird if I go in saying that we're gonna have a subpar game. So, like, you gotta believe you're the best.
You're big in visualization.
I mean,
right? Yeah, exactly.
You gotta believe you're the best, and you gotta go out there and play like you're the best. Individualize as an offense, as a group, as one unit, and as a team. And I think that's pretty much our mindset.
Really says that it's one of the toughest domes to play in. Would you agree with that?
It's my favorite dome to play in besides the Georgia Dome. So
why is that?
Whether it's tough, I mean, I just love the crowd. I love the atmosphere. I love when the crowd gets quiet. I mean, I just love it. I mean, you always want to play in atmospheres like that.
Also, the red zone needs to come into play. You guys have to score touchdowns, not field goals in a game like this.
We have to score touchdowns in the green zone. I mean, red zone means stop, so we're going to keep pushing forward. So we have to score touchdowns in the green zone, man. And it's very big when you're going against Drew Brees and the offense that they have. So that's one thing we're focusing a lot on this week is getting touchdowns in red zones and not settling for field goals.